Back in 1963, the publication which did more than any other to cover the perfume affair was a young magazine called Private Eye. And the Eye has been following the Epstein case for many years as well. And its editor, Ian Hislop, is with me now in the studio. Ian, great to have you here. And I've got a copy of your new Private Eye. We'll read some of the jokes out in a moment. But first of all, sort of sense of history. Do you think this really does, is at the same level as the Profumo scandal?
Well, I think there are two things. One is Profumo was a more junior minister than Peter Mandelson in the heart of New Labour. And if it was the end of that Tory establishment regime, this has got to be really embarrassing for the whole New Labour project. I mean, Mandelson is going to be arrested, isn't he? It's fairly clear that the full criminal investigation is going to be very serious for him.
Well, all we know, I suppose, this evening is that the police are carrying out an investigation. Yes. They've confirmed that.
Yes. But it is jaw-dropping. And I think because this story, Profumo broke and exploded, this one's been going for a very long time. And everyone involved pretends they had absolutely no idea. Keir Starmer, all his advisors, all these businessmen. Everyone's saying, we had no idea that Epstein was in some way a paedophile. Whereas, in fact, 2008 is the date of the case. And we ran a cover about this in 2011.
I was going to ask you, when was the sort of cloud the size of a man's hand suddenly appearing? And you thought, this Epstein guy is a big story.
It was over the then Duchess of York, now not Duchess anymore.
Fergie.
And it was a story that she'd accepted £15,000 from Jeffrey Epstein. He was then convicted, paedophile, and financier, who everyone was pretending was absolutely fine. And we ran a cover with Sarah and her two daughters, and a voice saying, you know, I'll give you £15,000. And she was saying, is that for Beatrice or both of them? Now, at the time, this was considered harsh and offensive.
Yeah.
But it was trying to make the point that everyone was pretending they didn't know.